Dear Governor Shumlin, I am writing to you with grave concern about the opiate use and abuse in our state.
Last August, Leslie Thorson wrote a letter to Vermont's governor, prompted by her experience as an operating room nurse at Springfield Hospital. Thorson says what troubles her most about Vermont's drug abuse problem is the number of babies born with withdrawal symptoms, known as neonatal abstinence syndrome, because their mothers had used opioids.
This past summer, I got called in 3 times in a row for a C-section that the babies were opiate addicted.
As the number of mothers suffering from addiction has increased, it's become clear that putting them at the end of a treatment waiting list is dangerous for them and their babies. More than that, it takes a village of care providers, doctors, counselors, social workers, nurses, and others working together for a pregnant opiate user to get treatment and stay clean through her pregnancy and beyond. Victoria, she asked that her last name not be used, was using heroin when she became pregnant 11 years ago. At that time, a new program to treat expecting women using opioids was just underway at Fletcher Allen Healthcare. Victoria was unaware of it, though, and to her, the only choices she had were bad ones.
I knew a girl who was 6 months pregnant and had tried to detox herself. She immediately went into labor, gave birth to the baby, and the baby died. So I was terrified to keep using, but I was terrified to stop using.
A friend directed Victoria to Fletcher Allen, where she got counseling and treatment. The treatment involved stabilizing the mother with the maintenance drugs methadone or buprenorphine. Going cold turkey is dangerous for the developing child. Victoria was fortunate. At the time she sought help, providers say many pregnant women simply stayed in the shadows, at the peril of their health and that of their babies. Even as treatment and services became available, women were reluctant to step forward. Dr. Marjorie Meyer is an obstetrician at Fletcher Allen.
Women were very scared about coming into treatment. They thought it immediately meant that we were going to take their existing children from the home, that we were going to take their current pregnancy, and as soon as their baby delivered, we would take their baby away. There was a huge amount of fear.
Victoria shared those fears.
I was terrified to continue using, but I was terrified to tell my doctors that I needed help because I thought they would take my baby from me immediately.
In some states, using opioids during pregnancy is considered child abuse, but Karen Shea with the State Department of Children and Families says that's not the case in Vermont.
The idea behind that is we don't want any barriers to a parent seeking treatment. I don't want them to be in the shadows.
Care providers are required to report to the state when a pregnant mother is using illicit drugs. Shea says in some cases where a woman refuses treatment, the department can go to court and ask that a child be removed to foster care. But the preference is to explore other options, like having family members help with care. Leslie Thorson, the nurse at Springfield Hospital, feels that's not doing enough to protect the babies born to mothers who are not in treatment.
I firmly believe that if the mother comes in and there's an opiate in her system and the baby's got that in their system, the baby should not be going home with that mother.
Care providers say the vast majority of mothers-to-be who need treatment get it at some point in their pregnancy. But there are barriers. In some cases, there are distance and transportation issues. There's also a psychological and emotional bridge that's too far for some. Linda Hurley manages the Childbirth Center at Springfield Hospital.
Some women do seek treatment early. Some choose no because they feel guilty and they don't want to present themselves. Spend a lot of time on the phone talking women who haven't had any prenatal care into coming.
How many pregnant women are using illicit drugs or in treatment for addiction? There are no statewide numbers available, but Hurley says 20% of the babies delivered at Springfield Hospital are born to women who have tested positive for opioids. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.